Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Four from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Mark Grody. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten basketball at Allstate Arena. Join Chicago's Big Ten team this winter for great matchups with Michigan State, Wisconsin, and more. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. First on the Bears today to get ready to host San Francisco. They re-signed safety Chris Pozynski today. Adrian Amos missed practice because of a hamstring injury, and Danny Trevathan was there again. A second straight day for the Bears linebacker in practice today, getting over that calf injury. Bobby Portis does not need a face-to-face apology from Nikola Mirotic, the Bulls' teammates. That's what Portis said today, one day after Mirotic accepted Portis's remorse through the media. The Bulls are in Denver tonight. On the Blackhawks, Jordan Tutu, the forward, back up and running and sent to Rockford after his injury. The Hawks host Dallas tonight. The Hero World Challenge, it's golf. And Tiger Woods finishing his first round 3 under, 69, and 3 off of the lead. Back to the Bears really quickly. And the loud noises at Hallis Hall earlier this week.
Take us through what happened with Trey.
Who? Trey?
Yeah, McBride.
What?
The argument, the shouting match.
Shout match.
Shouting.
Oh, it wasn't nothing, man. It was just a little brotherly love.
Josh Bellamy right there says that the brotherly love was about football. And, of course, Josh Bellamy, if you didn't hear, or I should say Trey McBride, on Tuesday, was waived by the Bears. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC on Grand Avenue.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah. MJ's Thriller turns, what is it, 30 today? 35 years old today? Is it the album? Man, Off the Wall.
Off the Wall might be the better album, but the Thriller people will come after you if you say that. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. All right, Dan, you want to feel old? The album being 35, the album being 35 years old is one of the things that will make you feel old. But this highlight should make you feel old as well, because this man turns 55 today.
Third and one from the two. Here's Bo. And here goes Bo for the touchdown. He and Bosworth one-on-one, and Jackson just shoves him into the end zone.
I suggest a handicap of 18. How about 20 pounds?
That's the matchup you like to see if you're Seattle. Bo Jackson with the ball. Brian Bosworth. Here's Bo Jackson. He's going to go here. Here's Brian Bosworth. They're going to meet on the two-yard line and end up in the end zone. Watch the Bos. He plays it perfectly. Flows to the football. Meets Bo Jackson at the two. Sorry. 220 beats 240. Easily.
That night at the King Dome,
it
where...
was Dan Dierdorf and Al Michaels on the call.
Classic call. And Gifford. Yeah, classic call. Where they met at the two, and both of them ended up in the end zone. And also, he ran into the tunnel that game, too. He had a crazy game. Bo Jackson is 55 years old today. And White Sox fans, how could you forget when he came back and hit that home run and Hawk Harrelson lost his bleep? You think about Bo Jackson's athletic career. He's heralded as one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. He only played 4 years of professional football. And you look at his baseball stats. If he would have played more baseball, he had an eight-year baseball career, 141 home runs, had an OPS of 784, an OPS plus of 112 for a career, 8.3 WAR for his career. So it was a decent...
One of the fastest ever from home to first as far as right-handed hitters.
And his arm was absolutely magical. That play where Harold Reynolds says there's no way in hell that ball beat me to the plate. He looks back and he sees Bo giving him the point. The stuff that legends are made of, if you are around my age, you remember Bo enough. If you're a little bit younger, you don't remember Bo at all. Bo Jackson turns 55 years old
today.
You're
a Tecmo Bowl fan.
Yeah,
Tecmo,
of course. One of the greatest video game players of all time, actual players on a game. Bo Jackson might be at the top, and then somewhere you find Michael Vick in Madden 2000, somewhere around 3 or 4. But, man, Bo Jackson, 55 years old today. So if you wanted to feel old, there you go.
A North Carolina man has filed a lawsuit against Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, who he says seduced his wife. The Charlotte Observer reports Joshua Jeffords of Huntersville filed a lawsuit against Cox in Mecklenburg County Civil Court on November 22nd.
Fletcher.
The 26-year-old Cox is being sued for alienation of affection. He has yet to respond to the lawsuit. Jeffords said in the filing he learned in September of text and Snapchat messages between his wife and Cox, including explicit photos and discussions of having children together. He says his wife met Cox
Fletcher
during a work trip to Pennsylvania in April, and she moved there in October. Jeffords says he sought mental health treatment for substantial emotional distress. He is seeking at least $50,000 in damages.
All right, here's my thoughts on this. Hustling backwards, player. You gotta... How can I put this in Snoop Dogg doggy style terms from his debut album? Your bitch chose me. like you need to holler at her. Come on, man.
What
are you doing? How are you coming after Fletcher Cox's money for that? Like, I didn't even know that was a law. Alienation of affection? Or what? Like, how is that even? And then let's really get to the crux of the matter. Do you want
discovery on this?
Yeah. And do you want your woman after a defensive tackle has had his way, and she chose to let him have his way? Do you want that back? Like, he did you a favor, player.
My guess is this will get tossed. Judge Ringo says it's going to be tossed.
The suit will be tossed. All right, so for all the people out there who always complain about this show's legacy of treating dumb callers poorly for years and years and years, whether it be this edition of it or previous editions of it, people like it, but there's two or three people who, oh, you treat your callers like crap. And
then
you
get, so mean?
You get 45 texts that say that was awesome. Keep on doing that. Well, this caller wasn't a bad caller or a dumb call. This caller was actually calling out Jimbo Fisher on the Jimbo Fisher Show in Tallahassee.
All right, back to the studio question. Here we go. Mike, you got a question face-to-face. Go ahead.
Jimbo,
yes,
very, very excited when you came on board with the program. Very excited to have you as the offensive coordinator. Very excited when you became the head coach.
Yes, sir.
It's been kind of a tough season.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a lot of your press conferences and how you would talk about how we need to be committed to the program and keep cheering for the team. And we need to be talking about that, about loyalty to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, where's the loyalty to the program, Jimbo?
It's here tonight on Wednesday. It's here tonight on Wednesday, Michael. Okay.
That's all right.
West Palm Beach is chiming in.
So that was a call that was in.
It wasn't a call.
Yeah, that was the person in the studio or the restaurant where they were broadcasting from, and he went to the call. You got to kind of, answer it, don't you?
I mean, no matter, right there.
Yeah, you don't answer that, and it goes viral. You do answer it. And,
didn't they kick the guy out?
Did they?
Yeah, they hustled the guy out of the room.
Jeez Louise, college football is no joke.
The New York Times is under fire for writing a story about a man named Tony Hovatter. He's an Ohio white supremacist.
Well.
And he was profiled in a piece.
They toured with the Ohio players.
It was your streak is alive. It was a piece that got in trouble for normalizing white supremacy by essentially saying Nazis, they're just like you. Mm-hmm. He goes to the grocery store. He likes watching these television shows. He's a normal person. And the New York Times got blowback from all corners to the point where they had to officially respond. Well, now it turns out that after being profiled, a very, very friendly, sympathetic profile of the Nazi next door, Tony Hovatter, he says he's lost his job and his home in the aftermath of his widely publicized ideological reveal. This is from USA Today. He says he and his wife Maria and her brother were fired from their jobs at the 571 Grill and Draft House in New Carlisle. He told the Times his family was moving from their rental home for safety reasons. He told the Washington Post they could no longer afford to pay the rent and that someone published his address online. He says it's not for the best to stay in a place that's now public information. We live alone. No one's there to watch the house when I'm away. Critics accused the Times of normalizing white supremacy. It led the Times national editor, Mark Lacy, to respond, saying it was important to shed more light, not less, on the most extreme corners of American life. Hovatter is a founding member of the Traditionalist Worker Party, a group that participated in the rally in Charlottesville. And among the group's core values is to, quote, fight for the interests of white Americans, people who for decades have been abandoned by the system and actively attacked by globalists and traitorous politicians. But the Times described him as a regular guy, well-mannered, living a quiet, uneventful life. And then the restaurant had to weigh in to say that they don't agree with his beliefs, but, aw, poor Nazi now has some issues because he's a Nazi.
Dan, your guy.
Skip.
Your guy, one of yours, literally one of yours, Amari Stoudemire.
Yes. Well, he says he is. I don't think he's actually converted. He claims he's got some Israeli or ancient ancestry. But
yeah. No, you guys don't accept him. These aren't your droids. All right. Back in August, Amari Stoudemire was hit with a lawsuit that claimed he fathered a child outside of his marriage. At the time, 36-year-old Quinn Levitt filed a suit in Florida demanding permanent child support of $11,000 in maternity bills and full custody of baby Zoe Renee. However, the baller fired back saying he'd already been paying a monthly stipend for the baby in addition to more than $20,000 in legal fees for her initial lawsuit in Massachusetts, which was eventually dismissed. Now, just 3 months later, there's been a new development in the paternity case. According to Bossup, a Florida family court judge has ruled in favor of Levitt, signing off on docs that name Stoudemire as the father of baby Zoe. Amari Stoudemire is found to be the natural and biological father of the minor child. The judgment read, which was issued issued last month. According to the publication, Stoudemire and Lovett also worked out a custody child support agreement and confidentiality settlement. In the meantime, Stoudemire's wife of nearly 6 years seems to be handling this news pretty well, as both parties were seen wearing their wedding rings in recent pics. Ah, blended families, just like we were talking about.
Right, back to the
Stoudemire bunch.
The Stoudemire bunch.
Exactly. Just make sure Wanya Ribe isn't around.
That's another news brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com. We moved them up a little bit. So Brian Hamilton of the Big Ten Network and The Athletic is going to join us. Talk a little college buckets with him. Keep it here. That's straight ahead on the Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Up next for the Bears, it's the San Francisco 49ers. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has everything you need for the perfect holiday get-together. I'm never going to be, if the playoffs started today, guy. But if the playoffs started today, the OKC Thunder would be on a beach. Now, that might be an annual tradition for Melo, but not for OKC and for Russell Westbrook. That might be okay for a team taking the long view, like the LA Lakers, but Sam Presti does not take the long view. If Paul George is going to miss the playoffs, he'd be doing it by the beach, in his hometown, and not in OKC. Look, we knew it would take some time for them to figure things out in OKC. Even Melo himself said a few weeks back, after the first 20 games is when things really start to kick in. Well, it's been 20 games, and the Thunder have won only 8. It's one thing to work out the kinks, it's another to gag on them. And right now, there is not a lead that the Thunder can't cough up. I'm Jim Rome.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election?
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale going on now through December 25th. It's winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every night's perfect sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free.
And this Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. Get a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. And have you ever slept like royalty? Not with like a crown on or a scepter in your bed. Hey, I hope it's a scepter. You can get a Beautyrest Greenwood Queen mattress for just $3.99. Mattresses store-wide start at just $1.99. If you have a huge stocking, like Wanya Ribe does, it'd make the perfect stocking stuffer, like Wanya Ribe has. Like really, really, really big.
Mattress Firm's year-end closeout is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. 70% off savings right now on your favorite name-brand floor samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton, and Rhodes. And for a limited time only, you pay 0% APR for 6 years. You can sleep soundly knowing that you are saving. And this Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. Get a free pillow and mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. So much going on. It's the Winter Slumber Sale right now at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say. With every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yo, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bagley driving to the middle, bumped by Hartman, and it goes.
But how about that play? Trying to isolate Marvin Bagley, and they have to keep going to him. You know, Colin Hartman is playing his tail off, but he's no match defensively for what Marvin Bagley III can bring.
Highlight courtesy ESPN, and we go now to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Brian Hamilton of the Big Ten Network and The Athletic is on Twitter @_Brian_Hamilton. And in his piece about last night's game, he underscored what was essentially, and correct me if my paraphrasing is off here, Brian, but a moral victory for an Indiana team that stayed with a team that was better than they were.
Yeah, a moral victory, signs of progress, I guess, is what I would call it. I mean, this was a pretty disastrous start to the season, getting crushed by Indiana State. They were sloppy. They didn't play any defense. They couldn't score the ball. Still can't play great defense. I was actually sitting with Archie Miller this morning, and he said if you told me that his, you know, he's sitting there saying they're 219th in the country in defensive efficiency. Would have gave somebody $1 million if he had told him that. He's just baffled by why they can't defend. But they're better with the ball now. I think it's like three straight games with 10 or fewer turnovers, the first time in about 20 years for Indiana. Obviously, they could score the ball with Duke last night. They were getting a ton of easy baskets, 22 dunks and layups. It's progress. You know, that may not be what Hoosier fans want to hear. They want to hear about championships, but that's not where they're at right now. They got to prove they can hang with teams like Duke, prove they can get better in areas, especially from where they were to start this season, and then all that other stuff comes later.
What do Big Ten fans learn from the Big Ten ACC Challenge? I got a chance to watch Purdue play, and even with losing a guy like Caleb Swanigan, Isaac Hass is out there. They got the Evanston kid who's going to come along probably next year, and Nojel Eastern, who's a freshman now. They got length, and they seem old and strong. Who's going to challenge Purdue and Michigan State in this conference?
Yeah, it's not been a great Big Ten ACC challenge for the Big Ten side of it. Big Ten hasn't really done much challenging at all so far. I mean, Michigan State had a chance tonight to kind of put a stamp on it a little bit with Notre Dame at home. A really good matchup of top five teams. But I think you nailed it. Michigan State and Purdue right now look like the strongest teams. I liked Minnesota a lot, what they were doing. Miami, super athletic team, really tough to guard. The guys who are like top 15, top 20, certainly first-round draft picks on their roster. So Minnesota taking its first loss at home last night against Miami, maybe a little bit surprising, but also not that surprising when you look at the talent between the teams. But to me, it's those three, because if you thought Northwestern was a top four-ish Big Ten team going into the year, like I kind of thought they would be, they haven't played like it so far, you know, and everyone else in the league is taking L's, and especially at high level L, like in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So to me, really, it's pretty clear cut. Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota at the top, and then it's just a jumble of the teams trying to figure things out.
Watching major conference college basketball and big time college basketball now over the last few years has come down to knowing how to scout freshmen and knowing how to project what these guys are going to be physically throughout the years. They try to hit the weights a little bit and mentally as they learn to play the game at a higher level. What have you learned about the difference between freshmen this time of year, freshmen in the middle of the conference season, and then freshmen as spring starts to roll around? What would be a scouting primer for some of this stuff to figure out who is really going to go from good to great?
I think it's tough to say, because I still think if you're going to win championships, and we may be proven wrong this year just because Duke's freshmen, especially Marvin Bagley, are that good, but if you set Duke aside, you look at teams that have won championships the last few years, they've been veteran-driven teams. I will still bet in college basketball on a team with a veteran backcourt, guys that have been around. Like, I didn't think Florida was going to be all that great this year. I wondered where the scoring was coming from. Even when I was there in August talking to Mike White, he wondered where his scoring was coming from. Well, now they've got transfer Jalen Hudson, he's averaging 21. Igor Kulichov, transfer from Rice, averaging 17. And you have Kayvon Allen, who is like their all-SEC guard, who's a third-leading scorer right now. Chris Chioza, senior point guard. Teams like Florida that have veteran guys anchoring things, I'm always going to bet on. If you ask about the freshmen are going to come and go through lulls. I talked to one coach this year before the season. I said, look, give me your Final Four, because I was just trying to figure out who to pick for my Final Four. And he said, don't pick the one-and-done teams. They can't get it done in March. Those guys don't know, don't get in March as often as not, more often than not, how to win at that point. Freshmen are going to get into lulls unless they're really special players. I'd be shocked if Marvin Bagley, for example, hit a lull really at any point this year of any significance. If those guys hit walls, they go through slumps, they've got to learn how to bring themselves out of it. So to me, I guess I'm not even answering your question, but I'd still bet on the teams with veterans, because it's been proven North Carolina last year, all teams before that, veterans are the guys who are winning championships right now. You may be able to accent veterans with good freshmen, but you got to have that experience to go far.
Who's the next hot coach on the horizon, the next Shaka Smart, the next Archie Miller, who's going to get a big job after a great season this year?
You know, that's kind of caught me off guard with that question. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even know that I come up with any names right now. I like James Jones at Yale. I don't know if he's a really hot young coach. He's been at Yale for like 20 years right now. To me, this is a guy who's established a long string of success, could challenge in the Ivies. I said he was kind of a coach to look for before the season. Doesn't really fit that hot young mold,
right,
but he's done it for like two decades at Yale. And if you're going to start winning and win consistently at Yale and challenge maybe for an Ivy League title this year, maybe that's the guy you look at. Because, look, you also take a look at the landscape in college basketball. People who make hires, the next round of hires, you better believe they're going to dig into the background and make sure these guys are squeaky clean. No one wants to hire anybody that's going to have an FBI agent knocking at their door at some point.
They probably already do and don't know it, though. That's the thing. So many of these programs, they've talked into the wrong potted plant already.
That hay's in the barn, though, right? I mean, moving forward, you're going to do as much. Maybe you should. I don't know if these guys will, but you should do as much due diligence as possible. So when I throw out a guy like James Jones, who may never leave Yale, but think about a guy who's done it in the Ivies, presumably as clean or as anybody would be, about the right things. Maybe that's a guy who gets a shot in the offseason. Again, not a hot young name, but maybe that's the kind of guy teams look for.
All right, Brian, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That is Brian Hamilton of The Athletic and an analyst with the Big Ten Network.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Single and season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. A record for Jimmy Garoppolo. One might be on the horizon, at least. The San Francisco quarterback starts against the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field, and he's thrown 96 NFL passes without an interception. The current record holder in that capacity, Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, went 196 passes without a pick. The Bears had linebacker Danny Trevathan in practice for a second straight day, while Adrian Amos is down with a hamstring injury, and Chris Pruszynski is back in. The Bears re-signed the safety after they let him go earlier this year, September specifically. 41-year-old Tiger Woods shot a 3-under 69 in his return from back surgery. He's actually three back of the leader, Tommy Fleetwood, after one round in the Bahamas. The Bulls at Denver tonight, while the Blackhawks host the Dallas Stars this evening. College basketball, after whiffing on a few other head coaching candidates, Tennessee now has interest in former Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin. That, according to CBS Sports. Order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the web.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Dan, do you remember Antonio Daniels?
Antonio Daniels. The name is very familiar.
Bowling Green, top five pick. Everyone knew he was overdrafted.
Yes.
Lead guard, strong player.
Tall point guard,
six,
right?
6'5". Yeah, somewhere around there.
Antonio Daniels, yes.
Vancouver Grizzlies, then became Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Short career.
Didn't really shoot well enough.
Didn't do anything well enough.
He was kind of like an Evan Turner type, where everyone's like, really good player. It's like, what do you do?
Not much.
Right.
You got paid, though. Got a lot of NBA money. He is doing the TV analysis on the postgame show for the Oklahoma City Thunder now. And I don't know if anybody's looked at those standings, but the Oklahoma City Thunder are last in the Northwest Division at 8-12. They've lost three in a row. They're behind Utah, Denver, Minnesota, Portland. They would be out of the playoffs if the playoffs started today in the NBA. Nobody would have guessed that with the kind of firepower they have with Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook. A lot of people are pointing a finger at the coach, especially with David Fizdale out there, you know, circulating. A lot of people are saying, hey, Billy Donovan, you seem like a really nice guy and you wanted to get your money and you wanted to take this next step, but it might be time for you to get up out of here. That's not what Antonio Daniels had to say, though. Antonio Daniels took it to another level. This was his criticism of what the hell's going on with the Oklahoma City Thunder last night.
You are representing your community. You are representing your city. You are representing your organization. And it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing that teams continue to have their coming out games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Dirk Nowitzki has been invisible all year, but then against the Oklahoma City Thunder, he looks like the Dirk Nowitzki of old. Yeah, Aaron Gordon has gotten the lab and he's worked on his game. 40 points and 13 rebounds? There comes a point where somebody on this roster has to take a hard foul, has to get a technical foul, has to get thrown out of a game, has to show some sort of emotion and some sort of passion that will trickle down the line to everyone else. You cannot continue to go out every game and just talk about doing the right things, not do the right things, and expect a different result. Yeah, that's not the way professional sports works.
The fire and the passion. Yeah,
Antonio Erstad out there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on their broadcast. That's on their home broadcast.
I tell you what, there's a little Norm Van Leer in there.
Foot in your ass. Yeah. He had an old school meltdown on that.
Kicked out of a game.
Organization and community. Like
you're representing your community?
Yeah, everybody in OKC is like, you know what? That Paul George is a real representative. They are getting beat and getting beat. Aaron Gordon had 40 points and 15 rebounds against them last night. And we talked about Aaron Gordon last week about how he's, you know, diversifying his portfolio, getting himself a jump shot. But there's so many storylines, so many crazy things going on in the NBA, and you and I talk about it quite often. But that piece of tape, I thought you would enjoy by one Antonio Daniels. And now I would love for someone to play that tape for one Russell Westbrook. And see, because you know Russell's not going to pull any punches. Russell's going to who's that? And then probably, you know, an expletive and then a smile and then, you know, not talk to the media for the rest of the week. But yeah, the Thunder, another video game team like the Timberwolves, all that talent. And for whatever reason, you can't put it together. And Melo's
supposed to look like this.
Not at all. Melo's rebounding better than he has before because he's actually playing the four a lot more. You're not switching back and forth from the three or the four out there, which are interchangeable positions now in basketball, but he's more on the post than he's ever been.
I think what they need is a talking to from Josh Bellamy. I think if people aren't where they're supposed to be, if people aren't doing what they're supposed to do, I think that maybe the Bears' Josh Bellamy with his pedigree,
get him right,
is going to go there and say, hey, this is how we do things around here. That's the Chicago way.
He's not winning football, fellas.
Right. Take two, what happened with Trey?
Who? Trey.
Yeah, McBride.
What?
The argument, the shouting match.
Shout match.
Shouting.
Oh, it wasn't nothing, man. It was just a little brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guy got cut.
He said, no, he got relieved.
Yeah.
He got relieved. He didn't get fired.
Yeah, this Bears thing. Is there a game that you've looked forward to less than this one this weekend? Like, when's the last time that you, no, just any game? Like, even Bulls games, you know, you get to see somebody on the other side of the court more times than not, right?
Yeah, there's really not.
Devin Booker. Unless they play Phoenix Suns once a week.
Yeah, they're in their division now.
The Bulls in the Western Conference again.
Unless you really care about the Jimmy Garoppolo thing, and I don't really feel strongly about it at this point.
I tried to muster up that Solomon Thomas angst or anger, like, oh, we're going to see the guy that, you know, maybe they should have gotten if they hadn't traded all those damn picks for Mitchell Trubisky, but I'm over that. I was over that on draft night pretty much after we talked about it the next couple of days. Everybody brought me back down to earth. So, yeah, if EIU is going to be in full formation out there, then enjoy yourself with that. But Bears 49ers is
you'll be there.
Who's gonna? Yeah, of course. Who's calling that game? Is there like a Z team? Oh, are we gonna get Sam?
I don't think so. We know it's not the Moose Johnson team.
No, because they're doing Rams and Cardinals. So please let it be Sam Rosen. Does Sam have hockey duties?
I'm in hockey mode. Yeah. And I'm in Calgary.
Please let it be Sam. That would make my day. It would make Tanny's day, too, because then you get all the Sam.
Yeah, but Sam should know everybody because he was the preseason guy.
No, there's no Sam should know everybody anymore. Sam doesn't even know who his, you know, his family is when they walk up to him.
Wow. I mean, shade for Sam out of nowhere for no reason.
Not out of nowhere. I mean, you get older, you forget things.
Well, we'll have Josh Bellamy tell him how to do his job better. Vincent Goodwill is going to tell us about the Bulls at 5
and how to do our jobs
o'clock.
Better as
yep,
well.
Yep, he'll give us that talking to. A little brotherly love.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Vincent.
That whole thing, like, what?
It's what, always a treat.
What happened? What are you talking about? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's always a treat with one Vincent Goodman. Oh, yeah. Well, Josh Bellamy. Yeah, listen, if that's John Fox's go-to guy, you got the wrong go-to. Like, I don't know what button you're pressing when you say, you know what, Josh, get these guys in order. Like, Akeem Hicks, Pernell McPhee, right? Kyle Long, maybe, in terms of guys that have some standing in that locker room. But if Josh Bellamy is one of them, I think you're in trouble. And I know you got to put a special teams guy out there. Hell, get Sherrick McManus on them crutches and have him go talk to somebody. Because Josh Bellamy, this guy's been clown college for 2 years now. Outwardly, too.
Shows up on his hoverboard and his Josh Bellamy shirts.
Right.
He's selling shirts, a line of shirts with his name on them.
Man. Josh Bellamy, take your girl. He did you a favor because that guy, you can have it.
By the way, it's Kenny Albert and... Oh, no, sorry. It's not them. The page jumped on me. Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis again.
Oh, that's a professional broadcast. Ooh, they got stuck with that?
What'd they do?
Yeah, what is... Oh, my God. Right. They must have angered someone at Fox. Are they the only guys that haven't showed their wang to somebody?
Are you supposed to do it now?
Yeah, you get promotion now these days.
You know what? This website is wrong. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no. All right, we'll figure it out.
Wrongannouncers.com?
Well, it had it had week 13, but it had last week's schedule on it, which is...
So now you're saying we have to go back to not knowing who it is?
Yeah, I think I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's so frustrating because I know it because I looked it up yesterday because we had Daryl Johnson on yesterday. I was like, I don't think he's doing the game. So
might we get our Chris Spielman fix again? He seems like he's on one of the lower teams.
They wouldn't do that. They would just have Tom and Chris just stay in Chicago for like two months straight.
For a month and a half, right. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We'll talk to Vincent Goodwill at the top of the hour, try to figure out what's next in the Nico versus Bobby saga right here on 670 The Score.
Get ready for game day with Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game, featuring Brad Biggs, Joe Fortenball, Jeff Joniak, Hub Arkin, Rich Campbell, Olin Krutz, and more. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss Bears Friday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people away.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Be surprised what a difference luxury sheets make to your sleep experience, because that's what you're in contact with. So you think that would matter to you, but for too many of you, you have not thought about it. Well, think about it now, because of the opportunity you have with Brooklinen.com to upgrade your sheets. It's luxury bedding, but it's underpriced because they've taken the whole idea of trying to go to these luxury stores or department stores and paying all of the unnecessary markups and retail licensing fees and manufacturing waste, and they flipped the script on it. They have come up with a way of getting you luxury bedding simply and easily with versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match. And all you have to do is check everything out at brooklinen.com. I love mine. You will love yours. And brooklinen.com has this offer for you. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, so confident you will love your new sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season, giving the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos.
enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, it's Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
And it's your boy, Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, you're probably the only person in Cincinnati that wants to see Andy Dalton play football anymore, James, so I appreciate you on that level.
James, thank you. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
My guy, James Lofton, will be doing the game this week with Andrew Catalan. Or is it Catalone?
I think it's Andrew Catalan.
Catalan, yeah, on CBS. It's one of those weird NFC teams playing on CBS things. Like, I don't like change, all right? And, yeah, you can scoff on it all you want, Bernstein. I like my AFC games on CBS, my NFC games on Fox, my bad games on Monday night, and the games that I want to watch on Sunday Night Football.
What about Thursday?
Those are the games that I'm not going to watch.
Those are bad games.
Oh, by the way, I forgot about the Browns-Bears Christmas Eve tilt as far as games you're not looking forward to. But at least you get to see Miles Garrett, you know, some of the young players out
there. Stop it.
All right, you're right.
Stop
it. So, yeah, James Lofton.
You're not obligated to try to sell me that game.
I wonder what James Lofton is looking forward to watching play this week. He's looking forward to the linebacker play of an Anthony Hill or whoever the hell the guy is for the 49ers. What bum is James Lofton lifting up and exalting this week? That guy, that might have been my most fulfilling moment of the year on the air here.
How does that game, what do they call it, cross-flexing? Is that the term they're using?
Oh.
Sounds like a guy at the gym.
Right.
With a gallon container of something in a shaker bottle. Yeah.
Cross-flex.
You cross-flex.
Yeah. Is CrossFit still a thing? I feel like that was a real big thing this past summer and kind of died out because it got a little cold on people.
CrossFit, and then there's like the hanging ropes. What are those called?
I do the ropes. You talking about the resistance training or the TRX ropes?
TRX.
Yeah. No. I do that when I can. That, now you want your ass whooped.
No, thank you.
That workout will make every part of your body hurt. Every part of it.
Well, the interval training is the big thing because, you know, right, there's the Shred 415, and then the Chicago Athletic Clubs are opening their version of a Shred type class, like a 45-minute workout where that's been really popular.
Yeah, circuit training and all those other things. There's a really nice workout facility in this building that we...
I know, and it's like $1 a month or something. It's crazy.
50.
But it's 50 one like time. Forever.
Yeah, one time. 50.
One time.
Yeah. in the locker rooms and really nice. I get up there.
Keep that on the low, huh?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. But it's,
I dumped it.
It's, oh, did you? My guy. There it is. Oh, you didn't dump it. Oh, my. See, you can't be tricking me like that.
My only issue with that gym is no steam or sauna.
Well,
and for me, that's a critical part of the whole thing of getting that in there and hanging out and chopping it up with my guys and talking sports.
I remember my dad had a membership over at the East Bank Club, and the first time I went over there, and I'm sitting
your dime, your dance floor.
Yes, dude, I ran into the bell-shaped man known as Chet Kopic, and I'm like, oh, that's Chet.
Not the Bellamy-shaped
man. No. There's only one Bellamy-shaped man, but yeah, I'm like, that's Chet, and that was the first time I had ever been in like a real steam room. And, you know, the cold floor, and, you know, you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, this is, you know, you do the thing where you're pressing the sweat out of your skin, and it's dirty, and it's
You do the intervals, the real interval training, which is sauna to steam, you warm up, you cool off, you get back in there.
You're not a big sauna guy.
Oh, it's so good.
It's too hot.
It's supposed to be.
I understand, but it's too hot for too long. I feel like I'm being suffocated.
That's why they've got the ice-cold plunge pool at some places to stop your heart.
Yeah.
Jump into that thing.
Is it cryotherapy where you get into the little cylinder and it like freezes you like 120 degrees below?
It's just a plunge pool. I'm telling you, Chicago Sweat Lodge is a joint. I don't even know if it still
Is that
exists.
The place where they beat you with the leaves?
You beat yourself with the leaves. Oh. Yeah, you have somebody. Hey, old Polish man.
Come beat me with
beat
leaves.
Me up. Come on over here, Slava.
Yeah?
Give me some of this. Yeah, there's a dry Russian sauna. There's a wet Turkish-style sauna and the cold plunge pool in between. There's a little cafe with, you know, sausages and herring and unpronounceable Ukrainian beers.
Are you sure this is a workout facility?
No, it's just a sauna.
So it's just a place where people park their cars and just go in there and just steam.
Spend all day.
You can't spend all day in a sauna.
Sure you can.
They tell you you're not supposed to be in there for more than like 25, 30 minutes.
At a time.
Then you, well, come, so you go outside and then get back in?
Yeah, you come out. There's big chairs and you sit and you eat. You drink water with lemon in it. There's flat screen TVs everywhere.
And then you go back in.
You go back in. We spent a whole day there for a buddy's bachelor party. We literally spent 6 hours at this joint.
What?
Hanging out, eating,
going
steaming.
Back and forth.
Uh-huh. You dump a bucket of water over your head. You plunge pool again. It's good for you.
It sounds like an awful time. Like after an hour, I'd be like, all right, what's next, dudes? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to go to a strip club, but can we go to like a Top Spin or something like that? Can we go do something else?
Nah, that's all you need.
So you're going back and forth.
Uh-huh. Doing the circuit.
Eating, beating, and steaming.
So to speak. Yeah, it's the oak leaves that
I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know I thought it was like an In-N-Out kind of thing.
Nah. We kind of like 8 or 9 different languages we heard spoken in there. There's all kinds of, I mean, it's
hits being put out on people.
Probably. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't
you
be
mind
able
your own business, don't you, Bernsie?
Yeah, I might have had to. I think I might have agreed to do one. I don't know. The segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips. Only at Taco Bell, and by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
Top of the hour, we'll talk to Vincent Goodwill about the Bulls and the NBA and all the other things that are going on in that Detroit man's life. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
The perfect gift, I have it for you. In fact, it's so perfect that after you check it out and after you click around and you give it, you're going to want to get it. And I speak from experience that it is certainly worth getting. It is the Family Gift Pack at Omaha Steaks. It is only $49.99. And you get it by going to omahasteaks.com and entering the code DANB in the search bar. It's 75% off. It is a ton of food. And it's Omaha Steaks, so you know that you are getting the most flavorful and tender aged beef. It's aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed. And you say, all right, $49.99, this better be an impressive package.
Hella steaks.
Well, it is, yes. And you will have hella steaks because the package is as follows. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. My kids fight over those. They are something. And you just put them in the microwave for like a minute and they come out and they're hot and sticky and good. The tartlets, not the kids. You don't put them in the microwave, although sometimes I want to. An Omaha Steak seasoning packet and 4 additional kielbasas free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
It's when this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighborhood is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat them like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday. Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
Hey, it's your boy, Lil B. Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Full of dollars.
Rolls and rolls and rolls.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Frozen!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I feel like Jeremy Lamb has the answers to the third quarter woes tattooed on his right leg. It's cryptic. It's cryptic. It's drawing me in, boys. I don't know. Something about it. What is that?
It's mesmerizing. Is that?
Yeah.
What do you ask for when you get that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Give me the Da Vinci Code.
What props a performance like that? Season high?
I watched a lot of Instagram. I seen you singing last night, so, you know, it kind of helped me out a little bit with some motivation.
I just wanted to, you didn't know I could sing. Thank you.